streaming sponsored by the Madison Concourse Hotel.
Celebrate New Year's Eve at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Enjoy live jazz, a surf and turf dinner, comedians, disco with BO5, classic country, a DJ dance party, and a ballroom brunch to start 2025 off right. Details at concoursehotel.com.
New Carter for more than 50 years.
This is a sad day, but it brings back an incredible amount of good memories. Today, America and the world, in my view, lost a remarkable leader.
Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi memorializing the 39th president as well.
He was, almost saintly in his goodness.
Public observances are scheduled in Georgia and in Washington, D.C. A state funeral is set for next Thursday. The black boxes have been recovered from that passenger jet that crashed in South Korea over the weekend. Investigators are hoping to learn more from those devices about what caused the plane to come down without landing gear, exploding and killing 179 people. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The new year might bring higher prices on just about anything that is made in or contains parts that are made in other countries. President-elect Donald Trump has promised a new slate of tariffs when he takes office. Tariffs, or taxes on imports, are paid by businesses buying goods from other countries. Economists say the increased cost of those tariffs are typically passed on to consumers of anything we import, from electronics to home goods to gas. UW Eau Claire Economics Chair Thomas Kemp says a significant number of Wisconsin businesses would feel the effects.
Let's say a small Wisconsin business is dependent upon a Chinese supplier for, say, machinery and equipment. That's going to impact them significantly. Or if they're a retailer that sells primarily goods and services made in China, they're going to be impacted by this.
In 2022, Wisconsin imports totaled $41 billion, the highest level recorded in state history. That's according to the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. And the country's longest living president has passed away. Here's Lisa Hale.
Jimmy Carter, the 39th president of the United States, has passed away at 100 years old. In 2002, Carter received the Nobel Peace Prize for his diplomatic work with the Carter Center. He was also very active in building hundreds of homes for Habitat for Humanity. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers released a statement that said, quote, "Former President Carter was a committed and dedicated advocate for peace, human rights, and treating others with dignity, decency, and respect. Qualities that earned him respect and admiration from many across our country and around the world." President Carter died at his home in Plains, Georgia.
Wisconsin was the state that clinched the White House for Jimmy Carter back in 1976 with its 11 electoral votes. President Joe Biden declared January 9th a national day of mourning for Carter. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
The Packers are swept by the Vikings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. For the second time this season, the Packers lost to the Vikings, again by just 2 points, the final 27-25 at U.S. Bank Stadium. Packers running back Josh Jacobs asked, if the team has lost any confidence after being swept by both the Lions and now the Vikings this season.
Not at all. I told our guys at halftime, believe in ourselves. At the end of the day, like I said, we did a lot of things I feel like was on us. So I told our guys, believe in ourselves. I don't think it was nobody in here that believed that we were just going to lose. I think everybody had the belief that we was going to pull it out some type of way. We just fell short today.
The Packers will host the Bears next Sunday at noon. Men's college hockey. The Badgers beat the UConn Huskies 4-3 to win the holiday faceoff at Five Serve Forum in Milwaukee. It's the third time in 4 years Wisconsin has won the tournament. NBA, the Bucks are in Indianapolis tomorrow afternoon against the Pacers on New Year's Eve. Tip-off time at 2 p.m. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Foggy this morning, cloudy all day today with a high right around 40 this afternoon. Tonight will be cloudy with a low of 29. Tomorrow, some scattered snow showers with a high of 36. It's going to get colder later this week in the teens and 20s by the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
UW Systems spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. Three times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people at Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Merry, merry Christmas. Greg Bach and I are off for a couple of days. We have some wonderful guest hosts filling in for us. We'll see you on Monday.
Mattenair on air. Weekday mornings at 11.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care what nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
I thought about his 34 felony convictions. His sexual assault on a woman in a public place. Is being fined $400 million for business fraud. I thought to myself, Donald Trump isn't just a convicted felon. Donald Trump is a one-man crime wave. And he's got more trials. He's got more trials coming up.
That's what a sexy liberal show sounds like.
It went on another 15, 20 seconds after that.
I know. Listen, let's focus on the things we can agree on. Happy Steve Bannon Goes to Prison Day, everybody.
Yeah.
And Marjorie Taylor Greene is big mad.
She's so upset.
She lashed out on X, calling it a disgrace. And
he'd be out already if he'd just served his time.
Maybe he shouldn't have frauded the boat, is what I'm saying. Yeah. His lice are going to jump ship.
Oh, yeah.
Ever since this show has begun, their grift has been as common as the wind. And it seems that Wall needs a boat on the rolling sea. He's always had a secret place to stash away money.
He tried to get away on the ocean. He was taking all that money from that phony promotion. So we'd like to know where you got the boat funds. Front the boat.
Defraud the boat, baby.
Front the boat.
Gotta turn the boat over.
Front the boat.
From Bartlett's boat, baby.
Front the boat.
Time to call up your lawyer.
Front the boat.
Yeah, it's fraudulent, baby.
Front the boat.
Time to turn yourself over.
Front the boat.
Get into that chair.
Thank you, Rocky Mountain Mike. Hey, Jeff Tiedrich must listen to us. He tweeted, when Steve Bannon arrives at prison, they're going to try to delouse him and the lice are going to win. Attic. They'll never take me alive, copper. Okay, that's what's going on right now.
Yeah.
Okay. As we sit here, sphincters clenched. Refresh. Figure out what next atrocity the Supreme Court might commit. Let's talk about the ones they already have. Neil Katyal.
The Supreme Court has done an extraordinary thing, an extraordinarily dangerous thing. They sound technical, but here's what they're about. Most government regulation in this country is not done by Congress. It's done by administrative agencies. So like climate regulation done by the EPA, food and drug regulation by the FDA, kind of economic issues by the SEC and other organizations, even how much your phone bill is by the Federal Communications Commission.
It's big.
Yep. Yeah, one more, Neil Katyal.
All of those regulations are interpreted against the backdrop of a decision in 1984 called Chevron, which gives agencies deference in determining just how much power they have and what they can do. What the Supreme Court did today by a 6-3 vote is overturn Chevron. That is going to make it much more difficult to regulate businesses, to protect consumers, to protect the environment, to protect our health care. This is as momentous a decision as it comes.
Yeah. Sheldon Whitehouse, who one of the people I trust the most on the Supreme Court, said today's Supreme Court decision is the latest power grab by a court that seems hell-bent on doing the bidding of polluters and deep-pocketed special interests. The ruling is part of a larger attack on the government's ability to protect Americans' health and safety. One last.
I know we're all been focused on the Trump immunity case, and there are many good reasons why. But in terms of influencing Americans' daily lives, this decision, which sounds technical, is a major, major big deal. And is going to change government as we know it.
Yeah.
You know, Gabrielle tweeted, the homeless will be rounded up by police, used as a slave labor force in the prisons and local jails indefinitely as they cannot make bail. Chris, so this is one of the things I think you and Jody and I disagree on, but I think you're smart. I understand your point. Trust me, when I'm like, I ride like LA River Path pretty much every weekend. I mean, I'm everywhere where there are, I mean, anybody that lives in LA experiences homelessness all the time. I live in the park right here. And I always think, oh, I wish we could clean this up. We're like one of the richest countries in the world. But as a liberal, when I say clean it up, I mean help them.
Right.
Well,
don't just go like, I mean, what did Donald Trump say? Literally camps, right? Like, let's put them in. So I think what Jody was saying to you Friday is, what happens when you clear it? Because she was saying, like, they come back.
This decision has nothing to do with that. This decision had to do with cities' ability to get rid of these
encampments
that are often quite dangerous and quite unsanitary, which is a public health hazard.
But Jody, you were saying they do it all the time and then they come back. So I don't know how.
This has nothing to do with solving homelessness at all.
Yeah.
It's to get rid of the public health hazard.
I think my frustration is that it has got to be such a top-down.
It's up to cities
federal,
to solve the homelessness
state,
problem.
Local, problem that we have got to be able to figure out in the richest country in the world how to get people, you know, whether it's job training, housing, substance abuse, mental health counseling, whatever. Because
that's not what this court.
One of my bugaboos has always been people in nice neighborhoods like I live in that vote against homeless shelters in their neighborhood.
Or
like you really, you'd rather have them on the street rather than like
tiny homes too. They vote against those.
Yeah,
they're all NIMBYs.
Yeah. So, I mean, this problem, like a lot of people are to blame for it. But I had a friend that lived with me for a while after her divorce, and she's like a way better human than I am. But she used to give money and food all the time to the guy that lived in the park, to the guy that he lived in his car with five dogs down there. Mm-hmm. She paid to get him a hotel room so he could take a shower, got him food, got his dogs vet care and fixed. And, you know, like, so, you know, there's people on every level that are way better people than I am that, you know, are trying to help. But I just think it's
and all of that is necessary. It's multi-pronged.
I don't like riding through or walking through homeless encampments
either. This SCOTUS decision had nothing to do with solving the homelessness crisis.
It
had to do with one thing, getting rid of unsanitary encampments.
Yeah.
Because that's a public health hazard. And it's also a public fire hazard. There's one encampment that I walk by on the way to the subway all the time. There are like burn scars up the side of the building because of fires that are started in these homeless camps.
Oh no, there's parts of LA that look like Calcutta,
dangerous.
And I know we're so partisan on everything now, but I just feel like this is never going to actually get solved if it's just finger pointing and blame, and it's
multi-pronged. And our Mayor Bass understands that it's a multi-pronged approach.
She's been working on it for years.
She's been doing a great job with it.
Yeah, it's terrific, Bass.
It's terrific, Bass. Yes.
See, something we agreed on finally. John in Atlanta. Hello, John. Welcome.
Hey, Steffi. How you doing?
Good, honey. Go ahead.
We all watched the debate. We were all disappointed. But I like people to keep in mind that with the slew of accomplishments that have been made over the last 4 years, That's the man responsible.
Yep.
That's the man who did it.
Yep.
And whatever you believe of, you know, his mental faculties, he still got the job done.
I think the thing that resonated most for me, because we've all been there, is when you get knocked down, you get back up. And he said, folks, I give you my word as a Biden, I would not be running again if I didn't believe with all my heart and soul I can do this job. The stakes are too high. I mean, whatever you think of Joe Biden, I think one thing you have to know is he loves this country, you know, and he's not driven by ego like Donald Trump. So I think that, and again, so, you know, I'm all in for Joe Biden. If he makes a different decision, then, you know,
that's Charlotte's choice.
Yeah, Charlotte Clymer was echoing us, Jody. She said, the disrespect shown toward Vice President Harris over the past few days has been jarring and infuriating, a real mask-off moment for a lot of Democrats who have so quickly and conveniently forgotten her undeniably essential role in the 2020 victory. Kimberly Johnson said, no matter what Democrats do, the Times and all the other fascist suck-ups will frame it as Democrats in disarray, Biden-Harris all the way. And then Rachel Bitticoffer just said, literally everyone who has told me Harris could be skipped over and black voters would get over it has been a white person.
Yep.
Look, I'm so white I blend into snow, but I'm here to tell you, you F over black women, you are done.
True.
And again, I thought like a lot of the, you know, the Republicans or former Republicans telling us to, you know, buck the up. Former Republican Operative Stuart Stevens said, don't day trade politics. It's a sucker's game. A guy from Queens out on bail bragged about overturning Roe v. Wade, said in public he didn't have sex with a porn star, defended tax cuts for billionaires, defended January 6th, called America the worst country in the world. That guy isn't going to win this race. And the last one, Tristan Snell, our media isn't saving us, the courts aren't saving us, none of our elites or institutions are saving us, but we have to save ourselves together. Here. You know, we need a little homo of hope. Hello, Seth, homo of hope.
Hello, homos and chomo jomo. So,
abbreviated.
Here's how it lays down. Okay, yes, at the debate, all of our hearts went into our stomachs, our kishkas all collectively turned over a million times.
Yes.
But let's look at the other fact. You had someone on the other side of the stage who spewed lies the entire time, spewed racism the entire time, is a convicted felon 34 times and an adjudicated rapist. You had two empty seat moderators who are third graders. They might as well have two third graders there who could just ask a question, because they didn't moderate. They just read a question.
Yeah, and just have a Kardashian do it next time.
Better
exactly.
Or Vanna White, maybe.
And now, so you have, yeah, she can turn the letters. She can turn the words. So you have all these pundits calling for Joe to step down, but they're not calling for a rapist, convicted felon who is going to be sentenced, who's got so many more trials to come. They don't call for them to step down. So anybody who is listening to any of these crazy pundits who are wrong 97% of the time need to step back, step away from the vehicle, and breathe a little bit.
Yep.
So I'm going to say this. As the homosexual psychic of the Stephanie Miller Show, I think this is going to jettison Joe and the support for Joe even further.
Yeah.
Because now everybody feels like a woman after Roe. After the Dobbs decision, and
don't take our voter autonomy away from us, right? We will, you know, we'll decide.
Yeah, exactly.
People don't like to be told before they voted. Oh, by the way, because I've been quoting Bob Seska, I want to speak nerd to him now. Death Star PR tweets. Also, Mark Hamill was great on Twitter. He's saying, but by the way, who will join us at LA Sexy Liberal and maybe more? What? Okay. Death Star tweets, the Emperor just ordered the murder of every single Jedi, but Yoda is old and had a bad debate. Is it time for Yoda to step out of the race? Thank you. Thank you. That's for the nerds of the world. Unite.
Yoda died.
It's just sad.
Covey said, don't let one...
Am I wrong?
No, you're correct.
Okay.
Yeah. We've got Grogu now.
Covey... tweets, don't let one bad debate be the reason we lose democracy, women's reproductive freedoms, Social Security, and Medicare. And then this is what I was talking to Rude about. Dino Badala tweeted, when Trump says he told Netanyahu to finish the job in Gaza, he means slaughter everyone. Trump would support extermination of the Palestinian people. And Chris Hayes said, using Palestinian as an insult and a slur is disgusting and odious, and I guess it's mostly lost in the maelstrom of last night, but it wasn't the first time Trump's done that, and it deserves universal condemnation. He did it again.
Yeah.
The next day.
He did.
Called Schumer. Schumer, who's Jewish. So he's Palestinian now. Like an insult. Santiago Mayor, because I believe children are the future. Victor Shi tweeted something very similar. He said, it's 4:12 a.m. I just got back to my hotel. I'm catching a train in 2 hours. I'm heading straight back to work to turn out young voters and reelect Joe Biden. Pundits and anonymous strategists can keep dooming. The rest of us are actually doing the work to safeguard democracy. God bless the youngins.
Yep.
And God bless the sisters. Sue in Rockville. Hello, Sue. Go ahead.
Very quickly.
Yes.
Anyone who had to read the transcript of the debate picks Biden as the winner, hands down,
right,
because it's the old style versus substance. And while the media focuses on style, people care about the substance. And what, as a woman, I don't give a damn what Joe does. I don't care if he slurs his way through another one. I know that Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and the Democrats support women, women alive, women's rights. And this election is about how many women will die if anyone allows the convicted felon and rapist back into the White House and his gang of fascists.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think he can gaslight 70% of the American people, you know, by going, everyone loves it, Roe v. Wade, everyone loves it, it's working out beautifully, it's what everyone wanted. It's like, what, huh?
26,000 women in Texas alone have been raped since Dobbs was reversed. Our lives hang in the balance. And I do want to say, at least the Philadelphia Inquirer came out yesterday and called for Trump to step down. Where are the other newspapers? Where are the other editorial boards? He is unfit. He is a clear and present danger to our democracy. And it is time for the Chatterati to shut up.
All right. You heard her, Chatterati. I like it. Chatterati.
Chatterati.
Okay. General Honoré got on off that, too. These talk show hosts are going to laugh. Okay. 21 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Power Life High Impact Protein. Chris is just thriving like a plant over there.
Mm.
Mm. Because what? Power Life High Impact Protein by Tony Horton. P90X guy.
Nom.
Pardon me?
Nom.
Chris does illicit communistical things like he puts peanut butter in his chocolate. Yes, Power Life High Impact Protein.
Delicious. And it adds a little bit of plant protein to your whey protein.
Right? He uses the whey protein. Jody and I use the plant protein. I like the vanilla strawberry swirl. It's kind of girly. And it goes with my new summer pink manicure. More importantly, it supercharges my muscle growth, boosts my energy, and helps me slim down. Imagine building muscle without exercise. It's what brought Tony back from shingles, and he looks amazing now, 65 years old. MyPowerLife.com. Type in fitness to save 30%, get a 90-day guarantee, or text fitness to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product's not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply, or go right to MyPowerLife.com and type in the code fitness.
Stephanie Miller.
Just when I think you've said the stupidest thing ever, you keep talking.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now, I mean right now, to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. As 2024 comes to a close, we're taking our annual look back at the year that was, recapping our most read, most listened to, and most impactful stories of the year. If you're new to learning about the Recombobulation area, this would be a great place to start to see what we're all about. This year, we covered the RNC in Milwaukee and the DNC in Chicago and broke stories that made national news along the way. We wrote about the fight for fair maps and covered elections in the state legislature like no one else. I wrote opinion columns and feature stories and conducted extended sit-down interviews like one with Senator Tammy Baldwin. I hosted podcasts and radio shows and, of course, joined the Civic Media Network, where you've heard me all over the airwaves for the last few months. This last year was discombobulating at times, but we did our best to make sense of it all, and we've got a whole lot more recombobulation in store for the year ahead in 2025.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
UW Systems spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. Three times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people at Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Stephanie Miller.
And the card attached would say thank you for being a friend.
Larry the Mailman in Minneapolis. Hi, Larry.
Hey, you guys. I just want to reiterate my love for all of you, but especially Chris, my cross-country crush.
Aw, thank you.
I called when you guys were having your little spat, and can I give you my take on the debate?
Okay.
So here's the deal. Because my brother told me this, his handlers should be shot. Why did he not declare? Hey, I don't.
They're having internal discussions in the campaign about getting rid of like the chief of staff and everybody who kind of prepped him.
Well, Larry, there is a reality that he's 81, and if they have him flying through 15 different time zones and agree to abate at 9 o'clock, and he has a cold and he has no voice.
And apparently, they prepped him for an entire week with nothing but statistics.
Yeah, yeah. That was the wrong way.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a question about Hunter Biden, but not about Project 2025.
Thank you.
or Trump stuff. So that was all rigged.
Yeah.
To borrow a phrase.
Yeah. Oh, no, it was awful. Right. The moderators were awful. Framing of the questions was awful.
But you can blame his staff and his campaign handlers all you want. Buck still stops with him.
Yeah, Jody, sorry.
The immunity decision is coming out now. It's 6-3 is all I got right now, but okay. It has been, it's dropping as we speak.
Okay. All right, and Harry Littman will join us.
That actually does not bode well at all. I could be wrong.
Okay.
I've been wrong
before.
It could
be 6-3 and a good decision.
I've been very wrong before.
6-3 and a bad decision. It all depends on the 6.
Right.
All right. And legal lad Harry Littman as we...
Stay tuned. We'll have news for you when we get back.
Stephanie Miller Show.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Madison will soon have more space for people who need psychiatric care. A new hospital will open on the east side next week. Shorewood Behavioral Health is owned by Acadia Healthcare. The new 120-bed hospital is east of the interstate and south of 151. It's actually in an old American Family Insurance office building, which has now been renovated with safety features like heavy chairs without corners and breakaway doors, things that can reduce harm. At first, they'll just be opening up space for 30 beds, with more to come. The hospital is set to open its doors January 7th. Once they're operating at full capacity, the Madison area will have nearly 300 psychiatric care beds, triple what was available a few years ago. And for a second year in a row nationally, gas prices have dropped. Here's Melissa Kay.
Gas prices fell again last week, dropping 5.9 cents per gallon for an average of 2.75 across the state. This is 2.7 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and 5.7 cents higher than this time last year. 2024 marks the second year in a row of declining prices on the national level as we close out the year. Officials at GasBuddy expect another price cycle in the Great Lakes region, but overall, the national average should remain mostly stable.
Today, you'll pay about $2.77 for a gallon of regular here in Dane County. And did you hear about this? Yesterday was the first ever tug of war between Packers and Vikings fans. They met on a bridge between Stillwater, Minnesota and Hudson, Wisconsin, so they were right on the border. Fans of each team pulled on a 300-pound rope. People had to pay to participate, and 60% of proceeds went to first responders in the winning state. Organizers say they ended up raising about $4,000. While the Packers couldn't pull off a win yesterday, their fans could. The Wisconsin side won 3 out of 5 times. Now they're hoping to make this a yearly tradition. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Foggy this morning, cloudy all day today with a high right around 40 this afternoon. Tonight will be cloudy with a low of 29. Tomorrow, some scattered snow showers with a high of 36. It's going to get colder later this week in the teens and 20s by the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
This is Chad Spate. Are you thinking about improving your home? At Chad's Design Build, we're proud to offer remodeling done well with love. And our commitments to you and your home convey that love and spell our name. The Chad's experience is structured to provide excellent communication, honesty, accuracy, detailed proposals, and satisfied customers. We're also committed to making your home comfortable, healthy, attractive, durable, and sustainable. If you want a quality remodel and a quality remodeling experience, go to chadsdesignbuild.com to learn more.
The Dom Salvia Show.
How about this one? Harvey Kay, a Delano Democrat.
The problem with that is that was his mother's family name. You might not realize that he had a father, too.
Come on, man.
Subscribe to my arguments, and you can call a Dom Democrat.
All right, I'll take a Dom Democrat. But Franklin Delano Roosevelt, a big favorite here on this show.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Appleton-based comedian John Egan into the studio. Then Chicago comedians Bill Gorgo and Jim McHugh join the show to promote a New Year's Eve extravaganza in Port Washington. Let's light it up.
Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Human Services and the Ad Council.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. We go right to our legal lad, Harry Lipman, as with this breaking Supreme Court immunity ruling is coming down. Harry, you know better than us. Break down what's happening.
Okay. What we were mostly anticipating and fearing, Steph, has happened. The court, and there are 5 to 6 votes depending on their multiple opinions, but they say there is immunity for things within his indispensable executive power. That could include even the stuff in the ellipse. But basically, if it's at the core, let me tell you the exact language. In his conclusive and preclusive constitutional authority, he is immune from criminal prosecution. Moreover, there's a presumption that he has acted regularly and in a way that does justify immunity. The dissent says this is completely unprecedented, puts him above the law. What happens next is it goes back to Judge Chutkan, and your listeners are hearing this in real time. It's been about a minute to say, you decide in the first instance, Judge, was this really at the very core of his executive power? And it seems to me, Steph, that whatever she decides, there is the likelihood that Trump could then appeal it, and that would occasion another delay. And basically, it is good news for Trump, especially on the delay front. And even substantively, it's pretty strong. It doesn't give him a free pass, but it seems to suggest that a lot of his activity, even the stuff on the ellipse, might be immune.
Aye. Sorry, let me absorb that body blow.
So they're sending it back down to Chutkan, correct?
That's right. They're sending it back down to Chutkan to decide in the first instance, but not based on evidence, but whether as a legal matter it's within the core indispensable authority and not, again, we might have thought that the stuff with the Department of Justice qualified there because at least he's monkeying around with the Department of Justice. But when he's speaking on the ellipse, that seems to be him as a candidate, not him as a president. And yet they open the door for that possibility. So this is an even stronger, again, no free pass for Trump. There's a remand. It will play out. But a lot of the case will be trimmed, and the delay will happen based on another round of remands that basically tubes any possibility of a trial this year.
Harry, it's just, you know,
a quick take for this, for first and only exclusive for the Steph Miller faithful.
Exciting. Death of democracy.
Now I got to go read the whole thing.
Right.
Give it to you.
Yeah. Harry, so, I mean, A, this gives Trump again, you know, basically gives him immunity by delay, delay, delay. Here we go again.
That's
right?
For sure. Immunity by delay and even fairly broad immunity by law. So that's going to have to play out. How broad is that, including even the activity on the ellipse?
It's just like Nixon's echoing in my head. You know, if the president does it, it means it's legal.
Except Nixon lost, a unanimous court saying you've got to comply with the criminal law. Here, Trump is, again, you could call it luck, but his series of good fortunes in different cases are staggering. And let me put it this way. We are on our own as voters.
God. So let's talk about it. So this is
No. I got it.
Oh, you got to go?
Yeah.
Oh, you have to go right now?
Give me one more question.
Okay. So the court will instruct Chutkan to define which acts Trump committed fall under presidential powers, which ones are outside the scope of protection.
In the first instance.
Chutkan can jump into the case with both feet immediately, some are saying, that and hold basically a mini trial. What can you tell us what that means?
I don't see they're calling for a mini trial. That's a question that some people were hoping for. Maybe she puts some evidence together to decide, hold a mini trial to me. They've articulated a legal standard, and it will fall to her to apply that legal standard. And that doesn't mean, as I think some of my colleagues have been hoping, this will be the big discussion in the next few hours. Yeah. Is there some hope for some kind of evidentiary hearing that, of course, people wouldn't follow so much but would give some conclusions? It doesn't seem to me that there's room for that, but I think it's important to read the whole opinion first.
Okay. All right. We release you back into the wild of television.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Harry. Thank you, Harry. I know. I was shocked. I was like, we got Harry during immunity rolling? Really? they're like, you know, at cable news firemen. They're just like, it's all sliding down the pole. I think that was Katie Fang that had said, I'm a believer. I've been pushing the idea. You'll see an evidentiary hearing that Judge Chutkan will do, I think, very quickly. She's going to put the pedal to the metal on this. The evidence you'll be hearing will be the opportunity for Jack Smith to present the entirety of the indictment, because I believe the indictment against Trump is all unofficial acts. None of that was kosher. None of it was supposed to happen. It was all illegal. You'll see special counsel Jack Smith put on what I'm going to call a mini trial through the course of the evidentiary hearing so Americans can hear what Donald Trump did. The American people are owed. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. Are owed this, I think. And, you know, it is obviously depressing, as we thought. Yeah. It's still, you know, like for us non-lawyers, when stuff comes out, like you were saying, there's so much legalese and we're trying to even, you know, illegal guys like and lads and ladies like Harry, you know, have different ways of interpreting right. And what's it going to mean. And I mean, you know, because I was feeling the Fisher ruling about the insurrectionist. He actually had kind of a happy clappy take on them. This is the guy barged into the Capitol. Right. He assaulted a federal officer. So the court held he could not be charged under a federal law against obstructing an official proceeding for joining the melee that's delayed the certification, a ruling that the law is limited to conduct affecting the integrity or availability of records that could be in evidence in an official proceeding. In this one, Harry writes, the decision isn't likely to favor the majority of the rioters, right. And it's even less likely to help Trump.
Yeah, they're figuring about 52 people are affected by this ruling out of more than 1,000.
Right. Harry had tweeted, pressing question in the wake of Fisher is whether obstruction charge remains against Trump on 1-6 charges on the ground that his conduct impaired the integrity of the evidence via the certificates from the states they wanted Pence to override. Looks to me if the opinion preserves that. Ay, ay, ay. Yes, Jody Hamilton.
Roberts just said, Trump asserts a far broader immunity than the limited one we have recognized. So there is some...
Well, that's what everybody was thinking. This is going to be a split the hairs. Yeah. Not total, of like, course. Yes, you can assassinate your political rivals with SEAL Team 6, but not...
Right.
God, my stomach is really, really... Okay. Yeah, all I know, you know, it's you start to go like, who's celebrating what? So the Supreme Court ruling that made it more difficult to prosecute rioters who attacked the Capitol was met with outrage on the left and cheers of celebration from the MAGA right. Jonathan Turley on Fox, so you know,
right. He's
like, oh, it's a big win for Trump, but knocks a substantial part of the case Jack Smith has against the former president. So we'll see. And again, so, you know, and Harry interprets that somewhat differently. The crew wrote, today's Fisher decision, the Supreme Court majority helped many insurrections dodge accountability once again. If attempting to block the certification of the 2020 election isn't obstructing official proceeding in the court's eyes, then what is? I mean, and that's still digesting that ruling. So the ruling right now, I mean, all I know is what it amounts to is the... is giving him immunity, basically, because it's delay, because it won't be
that's
heard
the
before
immunity.
The election.
That's exactly
immunity.
It.
Yeah. All right. Let's get some.
Oh, we have a full board of calls.
Oh,
imagine
we
that.
Certainly do.
Wow.
Don. Hey, Don. Welcome.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Happy Monday and happy jail month. Look, all of a sudden, Joe Biden's weakness on the debate seemed to have dropped off the front page because of this. And
yes.
Steve Bannon's mugshot's going to be up there. So I would just kind of wanted to tell everybody, let's not drop the sledgehammer on the panic button just yet. Let's, you know, put it down and back away slow and let things develop here, because we're still in a big month where...
At least Supreme Court said to Steve Bannon, not you, Splotchy.
Yeah, they did say
do
that.
Do not pass go. Go directly to jail.
They did say that.
And on the 11th, we're going to find out how much time he's going to have to spend in jail on that one. And I sincerely believe he is going to go to jail. So, you know, as you know, I've been following you guys since the current days, and I just increased, I doubled my Patreon support for you
Thank
guys.
You,
you know,
thank
me, but, you. You know, just from 5 to 10, you know, it's still, it's like, you know, last week and this week, it was like, you know, we need each other.
Yeah,
and,
we sure
and
do.
I'm so glad you guys are there. I've been watching you guys, like I said, since current, and I just hear all this stuff, my friends and everybody else, oh my God, Joe's got to drop. Please stop it. I mean, the other guy's a felon, for crying out loud. Stop.
Well, and you raise a good point. He very likely could be going to jail. Like, we're just in such unprecedented territory here. Let's just,
How is that not the first thing that they, A, asked during the debate, and B, why is that not on the news everywhere? It's
Thank
like,
you.
Yeah, Joe had a bet, but this guy's still a felon. This guy
he's out on bail
next week. Why are we even talking about Joe?
Yeah,
he's out on bail. He has a probation officer. He could very well be on probation at the time of the election. So come on, let's put things in perspective.
And that's also we're voting about, because we all know that you know, if you are for someone getting away with treason, rape, I don't know. stealing our documents, overturning the United States government. If you're for someone getting away with all that, then, you know, I mean, this is where we are.
If you're in favor of this obvious biased Supreme Court and everything else, if you're okay with that, fine. But these 6-3 decisions are going to kill us.
Yeah.
So, you know, we need to bear that in mind for the next 8 years, too.
Yep. Give me a little Lawrence O'Donnell, please.
Most presidencies never have an emergency, a run-in-the-room emergency. There is never a moment when someone rushes in giving the president an immediate emergency problem that the president has to solve. That did happen to one of those candidates on the stage last night. And when he faced that emergency, his choice was to do absolutely nothing for 187 minutes. He froze for 187 minutes on January 6th, while his supporters were attacking the Capitol and trying to overturn the presidential election through violence.
Yep. One more, Lawrence O'Donnell.
The loser, in their view, was the older man with the weaker voice, who struggled to tell the truth in a ridiculous format that he is no longer any good at, and that has nothing to do with the job of president, a format that does not test the job of president. Most of the coverage of the event actively encourages the voters to look at that as superficially as possible and focus only on what the commentators call the performance and never the policy.
Yep. One last one, Lawrence O'Donnell.
Then, of course, came the unrealistic notions that there is a magical candidate who can emerge to pick up the banner as the Democratic presidential nominee. Not one person who makes that suggestion has said who that magical candidate is and how and through what process the nomination could be delivered to that magical candidate. And there is no polling data to even begin to suggest that that candidate exists. There's no polling data.
Yep, great point. I'm sorry, one more, forgot. Sorry.
The other Democrat, the only other Democrat to this day who has ever polled well against Donald Trump, the only Democrat who's polled strongly against Donald Trump is Joe Biden. The second best polling candidate among Democrats against Donald Trump is actually Vice President Kamala Harris. The magical dream candidates are completely unknown to most people in the country, governors of states like California, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and not one of those governors polls anywhere close to Kamala Harris or Joe Biden against Donald Trump. And not one of those governors has ever raised $1 of campaign funding that can be used in a federal presidential campaign.
Yep. What you can do, so Don said, be in this together with us. Sexyliberal.com. Hopefully Lawrence O'Donnell will be in New York. He's a soft yes. But we got Boston coming up with Glenn Kirshner, Charlie Pierce, and we're always adding surprises last minute. We're working on all kinds of amazing surprises. And the breaking news this morning, we are our Sexy Liberal cause. Only cause is get out the vote. It is Grassroots Democrats HQ. Yes. We are so excited to be working with them. So you are helping a good cause, getting out the vote, voting, getting Democrats in from the White House down to the House, and on the local level. So please, sexyliberal.com. It is a great, great comedy show and a great cause. Let's do this.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Do it.
Okay. General Russell Honoré coming up. I cannot wait. 48 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Bonnie and Clyde. Yeah, they had an insurrection. Apparently, they're immune from any.
Have they calmed down now?
Yes, they have. I always assume it is related to the me being late with putting the Dr. Marty's Nature's Plan.
Well, that's.
Yeah. Don't be late.
No.
Do not be late.
If you're late, you don't get fruit cup.
That's right. Rocky Mountain Mike did a fantastic new piece for us this morning. He is, he's the father of Sophie, the incredibly picky Sophie, who would not eat any food until what? Dr. Marty's
Nature's
Plan. An unsolicited testimonial. Sean Comiskey's dog, Hefe. I mean, I'm just telling you, persnickety dogs love Dr. Marty's Nature's Plan. It is turkey, beef, duck, salmon. Those are the first four ingredients. Dogs are carnivores. They need to eat what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Yes.
Yeah. And then there's antioxidant-rich fruits and vegetables thrown in. It is raw. It is freeze-dried. The flavor is amazing, and all those nutrients are packed in. They don't blast it in high heat. And it's not messy. It's not in that pouch. You've got to cut it open. You store it in the freezer, and it expires. And thank you. 54, but that's Chris's impression of other substandard dog food.
I've seen it. It's gloppy.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Oh, my God. I love it so much. They're wild-caught cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
Stephanie Miller.
I'm just like any modern woman trying to have it all. Loving husband, a family. It's just I wish I had more time to seek out the dark forces and join their hellish crusade.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Look, yo, how do you feel today? Maybe you're a little hungover again, feeling a little embarrassed about a few things? Listen, why haven't you called yet to get help? Man, aren't you tired of feeling this way? So listen, whatever your party drug of choice is, there are ways to get clean and sober, especially if it's messing with your life. Hey man, we all have choices. You can make a choice right here, right now, today, to call the number I'm about to give you and start a brand new life without drugs or booze. I know it's hard to think about this, but imagine how great your life could be. And all it takes is one simple phone call. I've got a team of people standing by ready to check your insurance and let you know what it takes to get clean and sober. Okay, so get ready to save this number, because here it comes.
800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. That's 800-961-2480. Paid for by the Detox Treatment Helpline.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people.
A 2023 decision in an Arkansas redistricting case found individual voters did not have a private right of action to challenge the maps. The state of Louisiana tried the same tactic in its chaotic gerrymandering case, but was refused on June 24th. Be looking for another challenge in 2025. Defying precedent, the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals held in a 2023 Arkansas racial gerrymandering case that individual voters do not have a private right of action under the VRA Section 2. It said only the U.S. Justice Department could bring such cases, despite individuals having filed 90% of previous challenges. Calling it radical, scholars expected it to be quickly overturned, but this January, the full Eighth Circuit refused to rehear the case. Seeing an opening, Louisiana asked the full Fifth Circuit to rehear its gerrymandering case on the same grounds, with 13 other Republican attorneys general urging a no private right of action decision. In a close vote Monday, the Fifth Circuit refused that rehearing. For now, the Eighth Circuit decision still only affects Arkansas, Iowa, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, North Dakota, and South Dakota. But it's clear that private right of action is the new battleground and will almost certainly reach the U.S. Supreme Court. We've linked to more on the private right of action at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
I'm Conrad Krieger, producer for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. Here's to the people that spend the holidays on the couch watching football, not paying attention to any other conversation. Don't forget to have that special drink in your cup holder. Happy holidays, everyone.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Just Thriving. That's me. Just Thriving.
Even today.
Let's face it, life can be stressful, you think? It can be overwhelming. But I'm telling you, it can make a mess of your digestion, your immune system. It's with whatever, God knows what pandemic next, you need to, boy howdy, get your immune system right.
That's right.
Introducing Just Calm, the new breakthrough stress-busting formula from Just Thrive. Say goodbye to frazzled nerves. Say hello to a steady, chill, more relaxed you. Just Calm's exclusive mood-lifting blend is clinically proven to help you relax and breathe a little easier. Mama loves it. And for next-level mood and immune support, I am also taking my award-winning Just Thrive probiotic. It has 1,000 times better survivability than most probiotics. You got it. It helps you produce your happy hormone. Who doesn't need that right now?
Yeah, hey.
More serotonin banishes your bloat, your constipation, helps you sleep better. For a limited time, you can save 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive Probiotic and Just Calm at justthrivehealth.com with that promo code Stephanie. It's like getting a month for free. You're welcome. 20% off a 90-day bottle, Just Thrive Probiotic and Just Calm. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use that promo code Stephanie. Okay, if you were just tuning in, the Supreme Court says presidents have absolute immunity for clearly official acts, but no immunity for unofficial acts. So it'll send the case back to the lower court to determine when and whether Trump will go on trial. I was just saying to you guys, I don't see how anything he did on January 6th is an official act.
It's a campaign. To me, it was a campaign.
Like Harry Littman just told us.
It was a campaign stop.
Yeah, and how is, you know, inciting an insurrection and, you know, trying to stop the peaceful transfer of power in a presidential act, you know, or within your presidential, that this way leads madness, Chris. That way.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Yeah. Okay. We shall
argument could be made that it wasn't during the campaign, though.
That was a campaign thing.
It was well after the campaign was over.
But it was that's not a, how is it an official presidential act?
He had the ring for the next
I'm just saying that an argument could be made that it was not during the campaign, so it wasn't a campaign.
That argument would be wrong.
It was well after the campaign was over.
Right, but he was starting his new campaign for the 2024 election. He had already thrown his hat in the ring at that point, so technically
that's also splitting hairs.
Lawrence Tribe said in the last 3 weeks the Supreme Court has transferred large swaths of regulatory and administrative authority and rulemaking to itself. The federal courts were not authorized and are not equipped to serve as roving regulators of last resort for hundreds of federal agencies. Yeah, I think we're still absorbing the waves of awful. Josh Marshall said, in terms of the effect on your life, water you drink, how the country is run, this is likely and far and away the biggest decision. This is before today's decision. And Harry Limon said, arguably, the overruling of Chevron will have a far broader effect the more or on more people than any case from this court to date. And he said it's 100% not hyperbole. It's a tsunami of a decision. It's not just the power grab by the judiciary. It's also that we're losing much of the benefit of expertise in agencies and affects every single American in multiple ways. Did I mention vote? Vote and also vote. Vote blue, no matter who. Okay. General Russell Honoré coming up.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll look back at the year 2024.
And we'll take the time tunnel into the future and welcome in 2025.
Oh, I can't wait.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8. The Dom Salvia Show.
How about this one? Harvey Kay, a Delano Democrat.
The problem with that is that was his mother's family name. You might not realize that he had a father, too.
Come on, man.
Subscribe to my arguments and you can call a Dom Democrat.
All right, I'll take a Dom Democrat. But Franklin Delano Roosevelt, a big favorite here on this show.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. Former President Jimmy Carter is being remembered this morning. The 39th president passed away at the age of 100 yesterday. While his one term in office saw a number of foreign policy achievements, it also saw the Iran hostage crisis and troubled economic times back at home. ABC News presidential historian Mark Updegrove says after Carter left office, he became known as a philanthropist.
He said that many people will remember me as a one-term president, but it's really the work that I did, he said, at the Carter Center, his nonprofit that he launched in his post-presidency that he wanted to be remembered for.
Jimmy Carter's funeral is set for next Wednesday. Much of South Korea is in mourning. The victims of a major plane crash